Helping you find great things to see and do in the greater Blue Mountains, this is the Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast.
Welcome to episode 2 of the new Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast. In this episode, I speak with Pete Clifford from Blue Mountains Mystery Tours about paranormal tourism in the Blue Mountains. I started by asking Pete to give us a brief overview of Blue Mountains Mystery Tours.
Look, basically with Blue Mountains Mystery Tours, I started it back in 2002, and I love local legends, Black Panthers, UFOs, ghost stories, and I attended a course which was a psychic development course where we had to do ghost busting and house clearing and psychic energy work and energy work. And basically I asked myself in a meditation, what can I do? What will be my new job? And they told me to buy a bus and drive around the mountains and tell people your childhood stories, the local myths and legends. And that's what we did. We used to go investigating in the bush, looking for black cats and UFO pods where they might land in the bush, and lots of old houses up in Blackheath as kids. Ones were burnt out or abandoned, and we'd go looking through the houses, and you know, the town folk would say, oh, that's got a ghost in it of an elderly lady, or it's got a young child up there. And so, you know, I grew up in 3 haunted houses, so we were encouraged to sort of talk about the ghosts. And so out of a meditation and asking myself, what am I going to do after a big construction career? Well, I started up like Blue Mountains Mystery Tours, and just to take people out and enjoy the bush and hear some old tales and ghost stories and local legends in the area.
Now, you do this also in not just in cemeteries, but you also do it in some pretty amazing buildings. Can you tell us about some of the buildings where you take people to?
Look, we use Hartley Historic Village down in Hartley, which is a national park's 1830 sort of colonial buildings. There's half a dozen buildings that we take the guests through. We also go out to Lithgow State Mine Museum, which has got a fantastic hologram and interpretive signage around there. Unfortunately, it's had many tragic deaths, being a coal mine, you know, serious accidents out there. And the people like the history, they like the old equipment, and so it's a pretty popular tour as well in the Lithgow. We also do Woodford Academy down in Woodford there. It's probably our best place for stories. There's quite a few stories there that I've got all the facts on, newspaper articles, and also some of the volunteers there help us out with information if we can't find it. We like to stick with as many facts as possible and so that it's, you know, correct storytelling, basically, and the best we can, so that we can honour those people that, you know, were there before us in a bit of a respectful sort of manner.
So with something like the Woodford Academy, how long would a tour go there?
Well, Woodford Academy, we've had 2-hour tours there if we do like a family-friendly one, which is a bit more storytelling and ghost stories. Or we'll do our serious one, which is like the paranormal ghost tour or ghost hunt. And it goes from 7 to 10:30. It's about 3.5 hours, and it's more serious. We use more experimental equipment like ghost boxes and cameras that can see into the dark. We've got a colour night vision camera, and I've got thermal cameras. And so lots and lots of interaction with the gear to try and enhance your experience of maybe having some sort of paranormal, you know, experience or activity happen on the night.
Now, I interrupted you there before. You were about to say about another building you go to.
We've got Hill End as well. We go out to Hill End, but we haven't been out there for 2 years since this has happened, so we're looking at restarting back out in Hill End, and a couple others I can't mention. They're all mystery at the moment. We're just working on some new places.
That's fair enough. And I was going to say, you mentioned there before about equipment. What sort of equipment are you bringing on your average mystery tour?
Well, the basic equipment we use would be your EMF meter, which is a little gadget. It's got little coloured lights on it. It picks up changes in the environment, and it sort of spikes up different colours, and it tells you how much static electricity, magnetic electricity type stuff that you've picked up on these little gadgets. And kids love them because they're all coloured, and, you know, unfortunately, they'll pick up a lot of what we call false positive, which would be like a phone ringing, electricity running down the wall. But with those little gadgets, they're fun, they're interactive, the kids love the lights flashing up on them. And they say if the environment changes around you, that it could be a chance that it's a haunted item or a haunting in that location. Other things we use, there's one called an obelisk, which are very rare to get. They don't make them anymore. Obelisk 3 I've got. And it picks up, again, environmental readings. It's got 2,000 words in it. It picks up the reading and then it starts to spit out words. And you use those words to start a communication with the spirits or the ghost of the resident of the house. You know, question, what's your name? If you get Bob came out, you go, wow, that's amazing. How old are you? 15. Sounds good. But if you said, what's your name? And you got cat, and how old are you? And you got dog. Well, there's nothing going on there. It's not a lead. So you need them to sort of spit out a word that sounds intelligent or a response to your question. And maybe you can use that as a bit of a thread and you can sort of ask more questions and try and get intelligent responses and answers to your questions. It's really popular too. The kids love that and everyone loves that there. I've got to make sure I get them back on each tour because they're going for a couple of $1,000 now and they don't make them anymore. We've got thermal cameras that we hand out. We've also got a colour night vision camera that we use. I've got some just little night vision cameras, full spectrum cameras. Again, they're converted with a special light on them. And they'll pick up stuff like your blood stains, your body fluid, invisible ink, gunshot residue. And these things work really well in Hartley cells where we've got many faces on the walls that you can't see with your naked eye, but you put the full spectrum up and dozens of faces just appear. I call them the blood faces. We believe they may have been done with ink or blood that has faded away over the years. But these cameras sort of highlight that energy or that sort of texture or whatever it was on the wall, and they just pop out of the walls, and they've got beards and mutton chops, and they've got jewellery around their neck, and they've got big old 1870s hairdos, and they're amazing. So those cameras will let us see into the spectrum of light that you can't really see with your naked eye. But yeah, we use those sort of gadgets.
And do you get many people who really, do you get many people who really get an experience on the night that you're with them?
Look, you can't guarantee paranormal activity, no way in the world. But look, a lot of people feel that they'll have, a subjective experience where they feel something, they smell something, they'll hear something, and they'll just know in their body that they've come across some sort of energy, good or bad. They might pick up a smell of something. I feel like they've been touched. A lot of those experiences are subjective. They're sort of in the guest's mind. Objective experiences where we'll get something move, we'll see something, they're a lot rarer. They do happen, but they're very rare to happen. And I always say to people that we can't guarantee that sort of stuff, but fingers crossed, we may have something objective happen tonight where we all saw it with our eyes, we all heard the footstep. We've all seen that thing move across the room like a ball or a teddy bear or something that we may have put there. But look, normally they'll go away and they'll have something happen and they'll be happy.
And of course, we can't let our chat go past without discussing your brush with fame when you're on TV with Amanda Keller.
Oh, fantastic. And she was just beautiful on the night and we bounced off each other. Luckily, there was no script. We just went for it. And she was scared in the jail and she was scared over the cemetery. So it was a really good night and I just loved being on that. It was like Halloween special that we did, and the whole crew was amazing, and it was just a great little thing for us and the mountains that we got that spot for the Halloween special.
Pete, before we finish up, I hear you do a magical mystery tour. What's all that about?
Oh, the magical mystery tour, look, that's a daytime tour that we do. It starts at 9:30 in the morning, goes for about 4 hours, and basically we drive around to the Three Sisters, we go down to Megalong, out towards Mount Victoria, and I just talk about the local myths and legends, a few ghost stories. And also, we enjoy some spectacular rock formations. Drive down in the Megalong through the Coachwood Glen Rainforest Walk is amazing. Have a bit of a look for some kangaroos around. So it's a quick little trip around. It's in the daylight hours, so some people like to do this one because they get scared at night. And yeah, the Magical Mystery Tour, there's a few other mysteries that I can't give too much away because it's a mystery. But it's just your local myths, legends, and I'll talk a little bit about some of the iconic buildings in Katoomba, and, you know, could also be stuff about some of the tunnels that go through Katoomba, and, you know, the gangsters and stuff that you were up around there, and the Hydro Majestic. So it's a driving mystery tour, and it's a short one.
And people can book the same way through your website, Facebook or Everbrite?
They can do, mate, yeah. It's in the Eventbrite calendar there and on Facebook, and, yeah, we like to try and get two of those in a week, and that's a great one for people that are staying up through the week that want to do something through the day early in the morning and then spend the rest of the afternoon at home with a nice wine in front of the fire or something.
Excellent, because really from our point of view, paranormal tourism is another reason, of course, to come to the mountains. to come up and stay, do one of your tours, or do more than one of your tours, hopefully, and have a good time and come back again. So, Pete, how do people book with you?
Look, they normally could look at our Facebook page and our events. They can go through our website, bluemountainsmysterytours.com.au. And the other thing is our main avenue is Eventbrite. We sell most of our tours through Eventbrite, and it's got all the upcoming tours and events that are on there. So, yeah, you can get through those sort of three avenues to get to us best, or you can just send me an email, mysterytours@bigpond.com, and I'll reply to that and let you know what we've got, or I'll send you a link to our Eventbrite calendar, and then you can choose your events in advance.
Pete, I greatly appreciate your time, and let's chat again in the future.
All right, thanks very much for that.
Well, that's it for episode 2 of the new Ask Roz Blue Mountains podcast. You can check us out at askroz.com.au and our Facebook page, Ask Roz Blue Mountains. Thanks for listening.